Let's all take a breath. And we're going to do our candle meditation today. So let's take a breath. And Leo's going to bring up our candles. And this, with this meditation, you can keep your eyes open if you want and just look at the flickering candles. You can close your eyes if you want. There's no rules on this. I like the candle because I like an open eye meditation. And I just like to keep, you know, gently breathing in on one, out on two, in on three, and out on four. You have to think these numbers because if you say them while you're breathing, you're going to get distracted. But just in on one, and out on two, in on three, and out on four. You know, to be gently counting only to four. You know, as I guide us through peace, through love, through intelligence, through power, through presence, all these aspects of God that live within us. In on one, out on two, in on three, out on four. Let your focus go up to the top of your being for a moment and affirm that Christ in me is awake now. Those of you who care to, who could use that word to know your own highest consciousness, not to celebrate a person, but to celebrate your own highest consciousness. I affirm that Christ in me is awake now. And those of you who care to, would you do that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. In on one, out on two, in on three, out on four. As the flickering candles remind us of this light awakened within us, of this love awakened within us, of all that God is awakened within us. In on one, out on two, in on three, out on four. So what God is, omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence, presence, power, intelligence, awakened in us into our superconscious mind, flowing into our conscious mind, flowing into our subconscious mind, ever reminding us that we're going to be basing our opinions and our judgments on spirit rather than the world. In on one, out on two. In on three, out on four. Let's take some time in the silence, watching our candles flickering. In on one, out on two. In on three, out on four. Let's go on in. The omnipresence of God, the omniscience of God, the omnipotence of God, the love of God, all living in every cell, every tissue, every fiber of our being. So knowing that, let's bring our journey back here. Let's bring our focus back here, our consciousness back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. As we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, and fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. And now let's listen to this song Patrick DeGennaro is singing by a wonderful songwriter named Keith Thompson.
Blue. There was no pain and no hope. inside of you. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Say yeah, yeah, yeah. What if we all got together and we decided to get along? Give up our hurt and our anger, our prejudices, so we could all be alone. And what if we lifted our voices and started singing one perfect song? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Say yeah, yeah. What if we looked in our history and learned all the lessons that are there for us to see? What if we looked in our hearts somehow and found a way to make the changes right here with love right now?
Yay. Patrick, I lit that song years ago in a review. Keith Thompson's Kooky Tunes, K-O-O-K-Y Tunes. You can get the CD, the cast recording on Amazon. There's a lot of really delightful songs, and Patrick sings it on the CD with a little backup chorus. And so I highly recommend it. That what if, wouldn't it be nice if, wouldn't it be nice if, and I think we all imagine sometimes if everybody getting along, everybody. And I don't mean just the ones I like. We're talking about oh my goodness. It's so big to conceive that everyone could be friends. I just think that's a splendid idea. Let's all be friends, which means we've got to let a lot of people off the hook, including ourselves. And that's a bear. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness. Everybody off the hook, yes. Everybody off the hook. You've heard me say it so many times that joy-filled people don't hurt other people. Imagine some of the people that frighten you the most in this world. Imagine that they were joy-filled. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Say yes. You know, to conceive of a whole new way of thinking to do this. I want to read to you, because I like some of these things. I don't want to try to misspeak on it. Imagination. It's from the Revealing Word. It says, the faculty of mind that images and forms, the power to shape and form thought. The imaging faculty presides at the nerve center between the eyes. Through this faculty, the formless takes form. Now think about that. The imaging faculty presides at the nerve center between the eyes. Now we got our 12 divine mind faculties. Faith is in the middle of the brain. We got will behind the left eye, understanding behind the right eye. And then there's imagination right here in the middle. And it's just through this faculty, the formless takes form. I always say the power of imagination is what turns obstacles into opportunities. And so to look at that and say, obstacles into opportunities. I just love that idea that I picture big boulders and things in my way. And this boulder, it means this, and this boulder means this. And with my imagination, I can see it differently. And that's what I want to do. I want to see everything differently. I want to see everything in truth and wisdom and wonder and possibility. And so to look at that, Fillmore goes on to say, with our imagination, we lay hold of ideas and clothe them with substance. So substance, what's that? I'll tell you what substance is because I looked it up. I've always had difficulty with the word substance in regards to spirituality. And so to think of it in this terms, the real physical matter of which a person or thing consists and which has a tangible, solid presence. And the dictionary goes on to say, proteins compose much of the actual substance of the body. Did you know that? Proteins. Compose much of the actual substance of the body. Now, divine substance is man's supply. Out of it, man, woman, being, forms whatever they will according to their faith and their understanding. By entering into the silence, acknowledging divine substance, affirming their faith in and oneness with it, man becomes conscious of substance. How about that? That we can become conscious of the thinking stuff that creates our body, that manifests our lives, that we could, because we are acknowledging divine substance. The body is the product of the mind. What man pictures or imagines in his or her mind will eventually appear in the body. In the communication of God with man, the imaging power of the mind plays an important part. It receives divine ideas and reflects their character to the consciousness. According to Scripture, this is the opening of the heavens and the seeing the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, in our imagination, we look at things and we've got to realize that what we're thinking is showing up somewhere in our body. And it doesn't mean we're to be blamed if it does not show up the way we would like it to. But if I have a no consciousness, I shut down. And I do not care for that. I don't want to shut down. I want to open up. I want to expand my consciousness to include abundant health, that every little cell in my body may be healthy. And I want to image or imagine every little cell of my body healthy. At the beginning of COVID, I sang that song relentlessly. I sang it every day in a video, in a Facebook Live video I made. We sang it on Sundays in the service at the beginning for weeks on end. We sang that song. And, every little cell in my body is healthy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is healthy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is healthy and well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is healthy and well. Rinse and repeat. Just keep doing that over and over again, doing that, singing that, affirming that, imagining. Now, who knows? Some of you may know what a healthy cell looks like. I don't have a clue. But I can imagine that my cells are healthy. I can imagine my cells are well. And I can sing that song that I used to be so embarrassed to sing. Oh, they'd make us sing that in classes, those joy songs, and I'd just want to crawl run out of the room. I felt so silly singing them, and now I lead them. How about that? Because my wellness and my well-being and your wellness and your well-being is worth more to me than any embarrassment I might feel or think over this stuff. So to pay attention to that. Now, what is imagination but our seeing? And what a lot of times that, what do you call it? Oh, the definition of certain things that it doesn't focus on is the good that has no opposite. And our faith, my imaging of faith and my imaging of yes and no and all that, that trying to think of the right words, the words I really want to use to describe it. Well, and it's hard because I'm hearing Kenneth sing a song in the background. Let's all listen to Kenneth. No, let's not, because it will be his muffled music for you. In my imagining, I can imagine the best and I can imagine the worst. And I imagine somewhere in between, thinking that there is no consequences of that. Now, there's not a punishment, but there is a result for misusing my power of imagination. And there's always a result for the misuse of any of our divine mind faculties. And imagination, because yeah, some of us picture the worst, you know, the most awful things. And with our imagination, we use this wonderful capability of ours, this wonderful power of ours, and we use it to imagine the worst. And then we start to put our faith in what we think is the worst. And we almost start to count on it. Let's ask you, show of hands, your Facebook page, do you project the best or the worst, or do you project kittens? Yeah, think about that. I have friends, they absolutely post the worst projections on their social media. Now, we're not going to go off on social media here, because that's just another negative projection. There's a lot of good within social media. And it lets me see your kitties. Lets you see mine when I post them. It lets us know when something lovely happens, or when there's some piece of news that would be good to see happen. It lets me know when your birthday is, so I can write happy birthday if I think of it. It lets us know that sort of thing. So social media is not the bane of our existence. It only is if I think it is, if I imagine it being something awful in my life, something that's bad. And I just about have had it with imagining bad. It scares me, and I don't want to be scared anymore. I don't want to be afraid. Do you? No. I want to see in light and love and wisdom. Here, I'm going to read a couple of things from my favorite book here, The Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament. I just love this book because I feel like I'm in the mind of Jesus, or I'm in the mind of Spirit. I'm in the mind of something or someone that really has their finger on the pulse of what is unchanging. So this comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, and it says here, everything that you see and the way in which you see it is a reflection of your feelings and your beliefs about you. There isn't a single exception to this statement. Everything that you see is a reflection of how you see yourself. That's a tough one. I don't want to know that. Let me read it again. Everything that you see, and in the way that you see it, is a reflection of your feelings and your beliefs about you. There isn't a single exception to this statement. Everything that you see is a reflection of how you see yourself. So you see, if you go out into the street, and I don't care if it's a car accident, this bad thing happened, well, then you see yourself as bad. And so one might argue, what do you mean? A bad accident happened. Well, an accident happened. We tell ourselves what to think about it. But all accidents are bad. We don't know that. We just don't know. We just know how it affects us. It shocks our system and what have you. But to call it bad is to leave God out of it. It is to leave truth and wisdom out of it. And it tells you, you think you're bad. How could I see bad if I weren't bad? Do we get that? How could I see bad unless I thought I was bad? And I invite you to really, really contemplate that. If you don't understand it yet, contemplate it. Call me if you want. Call me in my office here, 203-855-7922. Just wait till I'm off camera here. But I couldn't see bad if I didn't think I was bad. And so I need to start seeing good. I remember one day I was on the subway. This is a lot of years ago when I was initially studying this stuff. And I looked around, and I was about to have judgments on a few people. And I thought, no, you don't. They are me. Everyone here is a beautiful, wonderful being of God. because that's how I want to see myself. Do you want to see yourself that way? As a beautiful, wonderful being of God? Sometimes I hear people say, oh, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And I think, but are you? Are you? I think I'll be the judge of that, whether or not you're spiritual. You know, you'd like to be spiritual, but your spirituality shows up in your actions, shows up in how you live your life. That shows how spiritual you are, and it's got nothing to do with your belief in a word named God. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with your thinking and your words and your actions. That's how your being spiritual or not very spiritual shows up. And so it's very important to really kind of pay attention to that your imagination, how could I behave on a more with a more spiritual bent today? Then you go from there, and then you'll be given visions and you'll be guided to be kind over here where you hadn't been kind before, and that you don't get points or rewards for this, but you will see yourself differently when we are present for each other. And that includes taking the person you hate most or you fear the most on this planet and becoming willing that they be joy-filled. Do you understand that? Then you can become willing that you are joy-filled. Don't wait for somebody to change for you to be joy-filled. Become willing that you and they become joy-filled. A lot of times I affirm the prosperity of such and such. You know, I give thanks now that someone is prospering now, and I give thanks that I am prospering now. And prosperity, of course, isn't just about money. It's about our thinking consciousness and our reflection of ourself. So further over here in 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, and it says over here, what you see is what you see because it is a reflection of what is in your mind. What you see is not fact in that it cannot be changed or cannot be seen differently. What you see is only fact in that it is a fact that it is a reflection of what is in your mind now. Accept this fact that what you're seeing is the way you see it because you have told yourself to see it. You have told yourself to see it and believe it. But it can change if you tell yourself to see it a different way. If you open to guidance, that's why I my prayer often, Spirit, tell me how to see this. Tell me how to think about this. So what is the truth in this? Because truth, capital T truth, to me is that which has no opposite. So in my prayers, Spirit, tell me the truth about this, or show me the truth in this. And I know that I may not hear words to describe it, but I know if I have asked, I have been given. And so it's somewhere in me, the truth of whatever this happens to be that I'm praying over right now. And it goes on to say, look at the reflection and see what you did not see before. All that you see is in your mind, and you are the power that can change it. Is what you see that which you know to be your truth? If it is not, it is misperception, and it will fade away through your willingness to release it to do so. Let us remember that we are sacred beings of a sacred source. Let us remember joy is natural within us. Peace is natural within us. And if that's the case, let's share that with all beings that we see. Let us come to terms that every being we think about and that we see is us. You know, it was easy enough to say when I came to Unity and I heard, well, every character in the Bible is you, Sean. Okay, it's a little tough to swallow, but let me look and see how I identify with these people, these characters. But I accepted it, okay. But to accept that everybody on the subway is me, that everybody in the government is me, everybody that's ever been in the government is me, everybody in every country is me. And it's like, that's a lot to take in. But I suspect it's true. That's spiritually logical to me. And so to realize, oh, they're all me, I better stop criticizing them. I better stop sending them to hell. That's really what it does. Because if I'm dragging them to hell, look who's walking in front. And I don't want to do that. We're not talking about hell as a place when we die. We're talking about hell as a place to go while we live. And I need to live in a heaven consciousness. Will you, anybody, show of hands? Anybody need to live in a heaven consciousness? So, wouldn't it be nice if we all got together and invited everyone to be our friend? Wouldn't it be nice? Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Let us realize we are all brothers and sisters. We are all beings built in love. Let us all become willing that all beings become willing to love me first. Thank you, everybody. Let's listen to Patrick again.
All your dreams around there.